Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Michelle. How may I help you today?
Oh, hi, Michelle. This is Sharon Caruzzi. I did a survey, and mm-hmm. as a result of the survey, I was given a gift, and I signed up for it, and all I was supposed to pay for is the shipping costs, and it just appeared on my credit card. And what happened was I signed up for it, knew it was going to be $7.45 for shipping, and then put my credit card information in, and then I had a pop-up that said, oh, by the way, did you want the case for these earbuds? Which I think is a little bit of a not a good way to do business.
Right.
So I'm assuming I'm getting earbuds that are loose without a case to charge them in. And if that's the case, I don't want it, and I don't want them shipped to me, and I don't want to pay for it. I can give you the reference number.
I would just need your zip code.
As to where they were being sent?
Yes. Well, the zip code that's associated with your card that got charged.
Oh, okay. Okay, 21043. And if you check and see, and it says that they come loose without a charging box, and I'm not interested in them. So,
you're talking about the earpods?
Yeah, earpods, correct.
Yeah, those don't come, you know, without the charging case. There would be no way to charge that. So it does come with your charging case. It might be like an accessory that you can put over the case. That might be the case. But,
okay. Well, then that's not a problem. If I get them and it comes in the charging case, you know, because my son has one and I have another one too. If mm-hmm. it comes in the charging case, I don't mind paying the $7.45 to get them.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. They're earbuds and they're supposed to come in that little charging case because that's where they get charged. And I don't think they would just send you some loose buds. But
it's a weird pop up. Mm-hmm.
Right. It might just be an accessory. That's what I'm thinking. But you did say 21043?
Yeah, 21043 is the credit card associated with the charge.
Okay. And can I just have a name, please?
The name is Sharon Caruzzi, Coruzzi.
Thank you. And can you just verify your shipping address?
I'm trying to think if I had them sent here or had them sent home. I think it's 8042 White Jasmine Court in Ellicott City, Maryland, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm in Florida right now, so that's why I'm trying to figure out. I don't think I had them sent here.
Yeah, it's in the Maryland.
White
okay,
Jasmine,
but
okay,
let
yeah.
me check here. So what I'm seeing, I'm just seeing a transaction for the earbuds.
Correct. Mm-hmm. It's a transaction for shipping. $7.45.
Well, yeah, the transaction for the $7.45.
Okay.
Let me take a look at these earbuds and see if I can see what you're seeing.
Yeah, I mean it's weird because that's how it popped up, and I thought that's weird, you know.
Right. One second. Let me take a look. The wireless earpods. Okay, right. Yeah. So I don't see any other charge about like an additional like case or anything. But these are just your regular earbuds. And yeah, it's just your earbuds and it comes along with the case that is charged. And that's it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay.
Well,
then
if
that's
you
fine.
Have,
mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Well, if you have any other question, you know, you can just call back and we'll be glad to answer. But do you have any questions for me right now?
No, I don't. I guess I'll wait and make sure that that's something. Like I said, that was a strange pop-up, and I thought, that's weird. How can you mail it without the case to charge it in? But anyhow, that's fine. I'm okay with that. If someone's getting my mail back home, so if it comes and it looks weird, then I'll just call you then.
Right, yeah. Well, if there's any other questions, well, thank you for calling customer service, ma'am. I do hope you have a great day.
You too. Thanks for your help.
You're welcome, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.